Hi, I'm Tricia McCannon, and welcome to Symbols as the Keys to Creation, opening to the esoteric world of unity. We begin today by looking at a quote by the famous symbologist Joseph Campbell, author of Hero with a Thousand Faces. Campbell writes, "It has been the prime function of mythology and rite to supply the symbols that carry the human spirit forward, in counteraction to those other constant human fantasies that tend to tie it back. In fact, as we begin to look at the word symbol, we realize that it derives from the Greek root symbolos, which actually means to bring together. Its opposite is diabolos, which means to throw apart or to separate. And diabolos is the origin of our English word devil. Yet unity is the principle behind the use of all esoteric hermetic symbols, since it was the language and is the language used by the higher self to communicate with the subconscious and the conscious minds. Symbols occur on a regular basis, not only in fairy tales and world mythologies, but in the personal realm of nightly dreams. They touch us, inform us, and inspire us if we will but listen to them. And they exist not only as a part of our personal mythology, but in the spiritual realms of the transpersonal." These opposing archetypes of the symbol that brings us together, as opposed to the devil that pushes us apart, reveals that by denying a symbolic life that lies within each and every one of us, we can actually cause a separation between our conscious selves and our higher selves, from a deeper understanding and from a connection with God itself. The diabolos, or devil effect, takes over when we block our ability to pay attention to the deep mystical language that mediates between our various levels of consciousness. By doing so, we step into a very literalist, superficial thinking, a thinking that's based only on the changing mores of society or written laws, outer laws, while ignoring the inner music that will lead us to the true throne of understanding. Superficial thinking, or literalist thinking, actually is the root of all fundamentalism today and in every century of the world. Fundamentalism is a belief system which occurs when the symbolic meaning behind our spiritual life has been denied, blocking our true access to the more heavenly or inspired solutions that our higher selves can bring us. Fundamentalists claim to have the only truth, and thus they deny or suppress any understanding of the universe and make other people wrong, causing, in fact, diabolos, or separation and division. This is, of course, the opposite of spiritual unity, and in the end, this kind of separation and judgment only brings unhappiness and loss. Through this limiting path, great destruction has been wrought all over the world for many centuries. Thousands of books have been burned, hundreds of libraries destroyed, and millions of people have been killed throughout the centuries. Yet again and again, people fall into this trap of fundamentalist or literalist thinking, especially when they're not in contact with the language of the higher self. Now, the Sufis claim the esoteric aspect of the Muslim world. They claim that esoteric symbols are actually a theophany of the absolute in the world of the relative. I like the sound of that. The word theophany is a Greek term meaning the appearances of the gods revealing themselves to man. In Christian circles, the word theophany has come to mean the manifestation of God to man, or the sensible sign by which the presence of God is revealed. And thus, when the symbol is read with its deeper meanings, it transcends all the conflicts of human dogma. It actually becomes a revelation of the world of spirit within the world of form. The use of symbols in myth, legend, and spiritual initiation was openly taught within the many mystery religions of Greece, Egypt, Persia, Italy, France, and England. Even the teachings of the great master Jesus, set within the framework of parables and sacred allegories, were merely symbols designed to bypass the censor of the conscious, analytical, superficial mind and to activate a communication of true knowing with the higher self. Sufis write that true symbols cannot be made up. They are actually revealed from spirit. We can only allow ourselves to be transformed by them. The ego, they explain, lives only a quantitative life, a life that is measured in actions and external results. But the esoteric symbol connects us with a qualitative life, a view of reality with the capacity to imbue the simplest thing with resonance and insight, illumination, and profound meaning. Joseph Campbell writes, "For the symbols of mythology are not manufactured. They cannot be ordered, inverted, invented, or permanently suppressed. They are spontaneous productions of the psyche, and each bears within it, undamaged, the germ power of its source." Carl Jung, the eminent 20th century psychologist, wrote of our modern disconnection with this illuminated world of symbols in his book, Collected Works. "We have no symbolic life. Where do we live symbolically? Nowhere, except where we participate in the ritual of life. But who among many are really participating in the ritual of life? Very few. Only the symbolic life can express the needs of the soul, the daily need of the soul, mind you. And because people have no such thing, they can never step out of this mill, this awful, grinding, banal life in which they are nothing but. And that is the reason why people are neurotic. Life is too rational. There is no symbolic existence in which I am something else, in which I am fulfilling my role as one of the actors in the divine drama of life." An interesting quote. Very powerful. Jung believed, as did the many ancient masters of the mystery school, that the collective unconscious is encrypted within the psyche of the universe at a higher consciousness level. The most profound aspect of the psyche is the collective unconscious. It is the source of all instinct as well as all myth and all symbol. It is the language of archetypes that haunts our dreams, and it is the underpinning of both our biology and the physics that define the very universe in which we live. Well-known expressions of the archetypes are the myths and fairy tales of our childhoods. They comprise the psychic life of our ancestors right back up to the earliest beginnings, revealing themselves as symbols linked to the matrix of all conscious and unconscious psychic occurrences. It is only possible to live the fullest life when we are in harmony with these symbols, and it can truly be said that wisdom is a return to a knowing of them. Joseph Campbell also writes, "Myths orient people to the metaphysical dimension, explain the origins and the nature of the cosmos, and address themselves to the innermost depths of the psyche." End quote. In Hero with a Thousand Faces, Campbell also writes of the power of symbolism that has emerged in the world of dream analysis and psychotherapy. He says of the overlap between the ancient mysteries and this modern approach to psychology, quote, "Apparently there is something about these initiatory images so necessary to the psyche that if they are not supplied from without through myth and ritual, they will have to be announced again through dream from within the self. At least our energy should remain locked in a banal, long outmoded toy room at the bottom of the sea." End quote. An archetypal symbol is like an ancient water course along which the waters of life have flown for eons, digging a channel deep within the conscious mind of the human being. Within such symbols lie not only the residue of ancient modes of human functioning, but the vibrational patterns of our animal and human ancestry. Cosmic patterns whose duration has been far longer than our brief epoch of human existence. For alchemists and ancient seekers of truth, the use of hermetic symbolism was viewed as an anchor point of reality in the ever-changing sea of an ephemeral world. Behind such symbols could be glimpsed the very principles of creation itself. Campbell reveals, "Myth is the secret opening through which the inexhaustible energies of the cosmos pour into human cultural manifestation." Over time, mystics and scientists both came to experience a specific kind of luminosity deriving from a primordial and divine intelligence that lies encoded within these symbols. They realize that the contemplation of these archetypal symbols allows us to penetrate those cosmic patterns that lie behind the external world. But even more importantly, they realized that they could unlock our soul connection to the source of all things and transcend the world of mind and illusion through the use of hermetic symbolism. This has been Tricia McCannon, and thanks for joining us. If you're interested in finding more about our audiobooks or our written books or courses, please go to our website at www.trishamcannonspeaks.com.